Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listening audience. Happy Friday, everybody. This is Dr. Valerie Burrell from the Empowerment Place. Quite excited tonight. We're hoping that either Coach Morgan or his beautiful wife, Sherelle, will be calling in momentarily as we plan to share this evening regarding the Rams basketball camp being held at Bloomfield College. Let's see who we have. Praise God. Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us. Good evening.
Well, again, we are grateful tonight. We are excited about the Bloomfield College boys basketball camp starting this week, actually starting next week. Y'all can tell I'm excited. Can you tell I'm excited? I'm excited because I get to be a part of it because I am employed with Bluefield College. I am grateful to be a part of all that Coach is doing. His wife, Sherelle, is with us. Sherelle, I'm going to bring you on the line now. Good evening. Okay, her call dropped. Well, bear with us. Anyway, she'll call back. Rams basketball camp begins next week at Bloomfield College, being held in the Dome. And this is for boys age 7 to 14. This is a daily camp that will be held Monday through Wednesday. And then on Thursday, it'll be a day of awards. But Mrs. Morgan is back with us. Dr. Morgan,
yeah, that's
that
me.
You?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Coach. Hey, Coach.
Hey.
Hey. How's it doing?
I'm doing yard work.
Oh, well, hey, Coach, you know what? Thank you so much for taking a break from your yard work to share with our listening audience all over the world. So let them know what we're doing at Bluefield College and our Ram basketball camp taking place next week.
Thank you so much for having me on. And we're just excited. This is going to be our ninth year of having a camp. And, you know, every year has gotten bigger and bigger and better and better. And we're looking for the best this year.
That's awesome. What makes this camp different from any other camp, Coach? Because I know that there are a lot of different offerings that as parents they look for their children. But what's special about Bluefield Basketball Camp and how it compares to other camps, besides the fact that they have world-renowned Coach Richard Morgan working with them?
Well, I appreciate that. But I think it's because we do such a good job with getting their skill development for the kids. So many of them want to play, but they don't want to put in the work with the drills and that type of thing. And this year we're going to try something a little different. We're going to have them all do the same thing for the same amount of time at their own bucket. And I think what that'll do is that'll give us a lot of time just to spend on different ones to get better at their skill set. Because right now, that's what we're lacking in the U.S. is a skill set for basketball. As you watched the NBA draft last night, it was a bunch of guys you'd never heard of, nor can we pronounce their names. So, you know, I think what's happening is we've always been great in basketball in the U.S., but I think we've got to now step back and say, okay, you know, we've got to get our skill set better. I was with another coach, a mentor of mine that gave me my first coaching job, Byron Samuels, and he brought back the old layup stuff. And I was like, you know, I can't believe we're at a elite camp and we got to work on layups because the kids keep missing it. So I think that's what makes our camp different. Our camp's different because we truly work on the fundamentals of the game and the skill set for the kids and stuff they can take home and get better at in the backyard or in the neighborhood or wherever they may play basketball. But you know, I think that's what separates ours, the knowledge we give them. We go over the parts of the court, so they make sure they know that, you know, because everybody can act like they know this game, but you know, you got to know where the baseline is. You got to know where the elbow is, and you know, we go over all those things just to get them better. And this year, I'm gonna introduce them to Eric Thomas, which is the number one inspirational speaker. I'm gonna play a couple of his videos, and you know, just see if we can get those guys to buy into just being a good person who likes to grind and likes to play in that beast mode. That's what you got to be, is in that beast mode.
That you're going to go back to fundamentals, because as you stated, so many young people and all ages of players, they mimic what they see from the NBA and from college ball. And so often they're picking up the bad habits of what they see. And they lose sight of just knowing how to handle the ball and the truth about what this really is about. Fundamentals are certainly necessary. Now, this is the first year. We're bringing our grandson from Richmond to come to camp, and he's played a little bit of ball with recreation on the weekends. But should we be concerned as parents and grandparents who are sending their children who have limited skills? Will they feel intimidated, or what's the atmosphere going to be like for them?
Well, you know, I think the best thing about it is we let them play with the other kids, but we also let them play with their own age group. So they're going to kind of see where they stand with their own age group. They're going to kind of know where they stand when they leave. That's the biggest thing. Everybody brings me their kid, and I tell them, when he leaves here, he's not going to be LeBron James, but he is going to be a little bit better than when you brought him here. I think, you know, the good thing about it is I think if the kid comes with an open mind and a willingness to work, I think he'll get better and he'll understand where he stands. And sometimes that's the most important thing, is just knowing, where do I stand? Where am I in my basketball journey? And that's just what it is. Some people want to rush the process, and it's a process, because these kids have to first learn how to crawl, then how to walk, and then how to run. You know, and that's so many. That's what everybody complains about with AAU basketball. They just want to make them run right away. And you know, you just got to be careful with that, because if they don't get the proper fundamentals, they'll never reach their ceiling. They'll never reach how great they can be. You know, it puts parameters on them. It makes them uncomfortable. And so many guys I get here at Bluefield College, basically we have to start all over from where they came from, because obviously my philosophy is different from probably where they came from, or they just didn't do a good job of making sure that they understood what it was that they was trying to get accomplished, and they try to rush the process. And I tell my freshmen all the time, it takes a special freshman to come in and play right away from high school. So, you know, I think it's the same mentality with my camp. I think when guys come in here, it's tough for you to come in and just be the man. But I think if you come in and you're willing the willingness to work and to get better at your craft and to see just where you are, I think those are the things that a young man coming in for the first time for my camp, he needs to just see, where am I? Next year I'll be better and I'll be ready. But right now, let me just have an open mind and the willingness to work.
That's great. And you said come back again next year. So do you have some campers that they come consistently every year? And those particular young men, have you seen them progress? Have you seen them actually grow in stature and, of course, their skill set? But how has it impacted their lives to be able to come back year after year and grow and better their skills in basketball?
The parents always tell me that they wear them to death. When is the camp? When is the camp? So that lets me know that they are interested in what we're doing. They have a willingness to learn, and that they want to come back and have fun with their friends, because all of them, for pretty much the kids that's been coming, I've seen them when they were real little, and now they've hit that growth spurt, and it's just amazing to see a kid last year was really small, kind of timid, you know, and now this year he's got that confidence, he's got that swagger. and he plays so much better. Most of those kind of kids get moved up to the NBA. We have two groups. We have an ACC and we have an NBA. And I tell you what, they just go up and down. And you know, the only thing is, you know, bad for our camp this year, we don't have Derek Price. Derek Price did a great job with them. However, we do have Ryan Moody, and he brings the same kind of energy to the camp. So, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it, too. Our staff has to do a great job of having that enthusiasm, that passion, and let it ooze out of them so the kids can get it, and then it becomes contagious in camp until where you don't want to even leave when it's 3 o'clock. You're like, man, it's already 3 o'clock. I want some more. So the good thing about it is I tell the parents all the time, when they get home to you, they will go to sleep. It won't be no playing the game. They have to get their proper rest the night before in order to perform in that gym because it's going to be hot, you know, and it's going to be a lot of kids that's really, really good. And like you said, the progression of when they got there, I've had some that started out with the little Rams, which is my 5 to 7-year-olds. I just showed them basic basketball, basic how to catch, how to run, how to shoot, layups, because that's what they mostly get. It's not going to be a lot of jump shots with that 5 to 7 group. And I've seen them leave that group and come to the big camp, and man, they're just, you know, they're just ready to go. They understand, they know the drills, they've heard them before. So those are the kind of things. I think the consistency of our camp is what makes it great.
You mentioned that Coach Price is not there this year, but you have your assistant, Coach Ryan Moody. What's the experience of the other coaches or counselors that may be assisting these young boys during camp?
They really got to come with a mentality of really being willing to teach these kids what they don't know, because they don't know what they don't know. And so many times we feel like, oh, he don't know that. Well, that's our job. We've got to teach him. We've got to teach him that. It just can't be, okay, he doesn't know. You know, I take great pride in the fact that our kids come in and they have a willingness to learn. So we have to give them what they want. That's what they want. So in turn, that's what we have to give them. So I tell them all the time, let's make sure that they are having the best time of their life. You know, we don't tolerate a lot of foolishness. You know, we try to keep foolishness at a minimum because, you know, that's a distraction from the kids that's really trying to get better. Yeah. We've never really had to send anybody home. If anything, we had to sit them out. And, you know, that's the discipline side of it, because you can't come there and act like you don't have any home training and then expect the coaches to want to work with you. So we really have done a great job of my staff of just coming in and understanding that you have to give everything you got. And the thing that really shows is when they coach against each other, you know, players coach against other players, they want to beat them, and the competitiveness comes out, and they get their team to have the same mentality. So, you know, I think it's always worked out for our staff to just come in and do a tremendous job of getting those guys, you know, just to have them understand that there's a passion, there's a competitiveness about this game that they may not know back where they're coming from. Obviously, your grandson will be the farthest we have, but normally we have people that travel like an hour and a half, 2 hours for the day and go back home and then come back the next day. So it's really been a blessing to have this camp now, and I think, you know, the way we have run it shows, because people want to return. Last year we had almost 90 players. This year I'm looking for 80, 90, 95, or whatever it comes. But I just think it's going to be a great situation to where, you know, they'll be able to come in and showcase what they can do and learn some new stuff that they may not know.
You mentioned your staff. Will it consist of other coaches or players from the men's basketball team? What will the staff consist of?
Yeah, it'll be former players. It'll be new players, because some of them, I like to bring the new players and mix them in with the old players so they can learn how we do this, the terminology, the competitiveness. And, you know, I think it's always worked out for us that we do it that way. Our guys are really good at, like I said, it'll be former players. It'll be current players. It'll be new guys. And then I try to bring some guy, you know, just regular coaches in that may have done an AAU team, maybe have done a sorry about my dog. Stop. Sorry about that. But, you know, it's just a staff that's a combination of different kind of coaches and different kind of staff members that I get together and just try to have them, you know, give them the knowledge that they have so we can get better, so the kids can get better and we can have a successful camp.
Okay. I know you mentioned that you have the ACC and you have the NBA. Would a parent who has a preteen and teenager, because the ages range from 7 to 14, are they necessarily put in the NBA based on their age and size, or is it still based on?
It's based on skill set. We'll line them up and count them off and put them in their team lines. One team may be Carolina, one team may be Virginia, one team may be Duke. And then they'll play what we call a friendly game, and all that does is let us see where they are in that league. How are they dominant in that league? So then we go and say, okay, when the NBA plays, we'll see who needs a guy like that, and we'll place him on that team later. We'll have trades, and I do it like the NBA draft. I call their name out and say, you have been drafted to, you know, the Timberwolves or whatever, and it's become, you know, usually it's right around the time of the draft, so it's really, the kids love it because they feel like they're getting drafted like the guys on TV. So that's been a good thing that we've done in the past. So you know, that's kind of how we split them up, just based on, first we'll do it based on their height and weight and all that. We line them up, not weight but height. We line them up all the way down, smallest to biggest, and then we count them off. And then we count off the big guys. I usually do the little guys first, the ACC first, then I'll do the NBA guys. Now, there's been guys from the NBA that go down to the ACC, and there's been guys that go from the ACC up to the NBA. But that's based on their skill set, and if they're a dominant player in that league, I want to put them up there and have them – I want a challenge for them. I don't want them to just breeze through it and score all the points and all that. I want them to have something they can work for and get better at.
That's awesome. I like that. I'm going to be in the NBA. No.
Of course, all NBA. Of them. So, you know, it's funny how they try to fight over the names. And, you know, of course, we try to do Tech in Virginia because that's the closest, you know, that's the Virginia schools. But, you know, obviously everybody tries to get their team to be Duke or Carolina. So it's just interesting to see who they mimic their team after, you know, once they get in their team lines and they start. I give them a little time to discuss your team name, you know, and then we come up with whatever we're going to come up with. And, they're just thrilled to death. And then when they're not playing, they can go up to the concession stand and get, you know, candy or Gatorade or whatever. And, you know, for some kids, I'm sure that's different for them. They have their money in the canteen and they just, you know, order up what they want. So parents do a good job of putting money in their canteen and making sure they have something to, you know, so they can get some Gatorade and chips and whatnot. So I think, you know, overall we do a good job with that. And, you know, that keeps them, hydrated and ready to go. We have water up there too. So this year we're going to have a little Gatorade station, I think, too. So we're going to do a little bit of everything this year. Hopefully we got a special guest coming. I don't want to really tell too much, but it's a guy who's already played in the Final Four, and he played for UConn, and you know we're gonna have him at the gym, and he's gonna come and speak. He's actually playing baseball right now for the Blue Jays, but he actually played basketball at UConn. So we're excited about him coming. You know, we have the Final Four ref Mike Eads coming, who reffed in the Final Four game, which, you know, kids don't understand. That's a big deal. I mean, that's his, you know, that's his big stage, you know. So it's really great to have guys like that involved in the process, in the program. And, you know, so we're really looking forward to what everything has ahead of us and in store for us, and we're going to be ready to go on Monday at 9 o'clock.
And I'm going to be there.
Yes. I would hope so.
I'm going to be there. Oh, wow.
Good,
yeah,
good.
So we've been encouraging everybody. If you're on Facebook, you can find the Facebook page, Blue Hill Camp. Today is the last day to pre-register, and it does not require you to put any money down, but it just helps coach and the staff to get a head count, to know what to anticipate for Monday morning so that people will be in place to welcome your children into a safe, pleasant, teachable atmosphere with the least tension. So,
you
can go to the Bluefield College webpage and find the link there for Rams Basketball Camp as well. And we encourage you as much as possible to pre-register today. Today is the last day to pre-register. If not, we will need you there bright and early Monday morning. We start at 9 o'clock a.m. We want you there at 8:30 a.m. What documents do they need to bring? Do they need to bring any documents or anything like that?
They need to bring front and back of their insurance card. And that's just in case something happened and we can't get a hold of them, we still can use their insurance card. But, you know, just front and back of their insurance card and bring the come. If you don't have a form, just come and we'll provide the form for you when you get there. If you have the form and you have the insurance card, all you do is bring all that with the check written out to Richard Morgan Basketball Camp, and you present that to my wife, and she'll check your son in, and he can go and shoot and get ready, and you can do all the business part of it at the table. We're already set up there, and we're ready to go. So we're excited and looking forward to having everybody there and, trying to get another successful week of camp.
Well, thank you so much, Coach, for taking time out of your yard work. You were working hard. Your wife sent me a picture. But we certainly appreciate you taking time out to share with our listening audience on this evening about basketball camp being held at Bluefield College in Bluefield, Virginia, next week starting Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. until 3, Thursday, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Again, if you've not pre-registered, today is the last day. We're asking you to show up Monday morning at 8:30 a.m. with a registration form, the front and back copy of your insurance card and your payment, your check made payable to Richard Morgan Basketball, registered for a successful week of training. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, listening audience, thanks again. We will be back with you for a relevant kingdom teaching on Sunday evening at 8 o'clock p.m. What we do at Empowerment Place is we encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. We love you. God bless you until we talk again. Thanks again, Coach. Have a good evening.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.